Welcome to St Andrew's podcast for Sunday, the 26th of April, 2020. In this morning's Bible reading from Luke's Gospel, in chapter 24, we are going to hear of a journey from one place to another, a journey of changing emotions, and a journey of developing understanding, a journey which leads to an encounter with the risen Christ. And so, before we hear the reading, let's pray. Risen Christ, may we encounter you as we reflect on the gospel. Open our hearts that we may know that you are here with us. Open our ears that we may hear what you are saying to us. Amen. The reading is from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it's the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. Imagine you're out on your daily exercise, walking and talking with yourself or with a companion. Maybe you're talking about coronavirus. And someone walks alongside you, keeping 2 meters away, of course, and starts asking you what you're talking about, as if they had no knowledge of all that has been going on, of all the events of the last few weeks, of all the impact it's had on our life. Well, that's sort of what happens in this part of Luke's Gospel. It's a couple of days after the public execution of Jesus. One of Jesus' followers, called Cleopas, and a companion are walking home from Jerusalem to a place called Emmaus. They're talking about all that had happened to Jesus. Actually, one translation reads that they were discussing and arguing with one another. Who knows, perhaps in their sadness, as they were trying to make sense of it, perhaps they also had some disagreements, as they're each trying to deal with the impact of Jesus' death, the tragedy, the injustice, the shattered hopes. Not only that, but Jesus' body has disappeared too. And then there's the women's mysterious encounter with angels at the empty tomb. And they're talking that Jesus is alive. Perhaps these two companions disagreed about that. The men hadn't believed the women. It seemed like nonsense to them, so Luke says in verse 11. For they had still not actually seen the risen Jesus. So then, a stranger comes alongside this pair as they walk. They don't recognise that it's Jesus. Perhaps because they're just not expecting to see him. Perhaps because he looks a little different. Or perhaps he's got a scarf over his head to protect him from the sun. Who knows? The stranger, though, asks a question. An open question. What are you talking about? And then he listens as they pour out their hearts, their emotions, their disappointments, their confusion, their questions. It's good to talk. It's good for our mental health and well-being. So during lockdown, let's be honest. Let's be honest with ourselves, acknowledging our feelings and our questions and bringing them to God. But let's also take the risk of being honest with one another. When asked, how are you? And let's listen well to one another. Not jumping in too quickly with an answer, but taking time to listen first, seeking to understand and empathise with those we are listening to. What a gift that can be. So only after giving them a good listening to, does Jesus, this stranger on the road, respond to them. And after being heard, Cleopas and his companion are ready to hear a different perspective. Jesus explains to them from the Old Testament scriptures why the Messiah had to suffer and die and then be raised from the dead. Tom Wright, in his book Luke for Everyone, comments that Jesus is inviting them to live inside God's story, to live inside God's story, to see events from a different perspective. So we too can listen to the story of the Bible and the teaching of Jesus and choose to live within it. Choose to see current events from God's perspective. We can choose to live inside that story of faith, hope and love, rather than living inside a story of anxiety, fear and despair. For the Bible story is centred on Jesus, and it's a story of redemption through his sacrificial death, and it's a story of victory over sin and death through his resurrection. Don't you see? Says Jesus to the travellers. Do we see? Do we see our lives and our world from within God's story? Back to Luke chapter 24, and as the evening draws in and the journey is coming to an end, Cleopas invites Jesus to stay for a meal and to stay the night. It was the hospitable thing to do. In fact, he strongly urges Jesus to stay. And around a table, in the breaking of the bread, their eyes are opened, and they do see clearly that this stranger on the road is Jesus. He's been with them as they travelled, as they talked, as they listened. And what a difference that realization made. I encourage you to invite the risen Jesus into your life and into your home, and to look for Christ in the world around. Pray for eyes to see him in our ordinary everyday routines, in the preparing and sharing of a meal, in the clearing up, in the child care, in the DIY or the gardening, in the unhurried conversations that we have, in the people we meet and serve, and in our hearts to feel his presence. Looking back at the end of each day, we can ask, where have I seen signs of the risen Christ today? Where have I met the risen Christ today? When did my heart burn within me? For as with Cleopas and his companion, an encounter with the Spirit of the risen Christ can gently change our perspective, can transform how we feel and fill us with hope, and can radically alter the direction of our life's journey. We turn to prayer. And I invite you to take a few moments to become aware of the presence of the risen Christ with you. Risen Lord Jesus, we praise you and we bless you, King of glory, for you are with us, even when our eyes are closed to your companionship. Please continue to walk alongside the disconsolate and the despairing, and open our eyes to your gentle illumination, and let our hearts burn within us at your invisible presence. To you, Lord Jesus, walking by our side, be honour and glory, now and forever. Amen. And some questions to wonder about, or maybe to discuss with others. Why do you think Jesus' death was so devastating for those first followers of Jesus? And do you identify in any way with the sense of sadness, disappointment, and confusion expressed at the start of this journey today? Two, what do you think prevented Cleopas and his companion from recognizing the risen Jesus? And what prevents people from recognizing the Spirit of Jesus in their lives today? Number three, if someone asked you to summarize the story of the Bible in 60 seconds, what would you say? What is God's big story? And four, how does living inside God's story change the way you see your life and the events in the world around you? And finally, can you recall moments when you have encountered and recognized Jesus in some way? How did you know it was Jesus? And what difference did it make to your direction in life?